$50 off an Enclave.
We're tackling high prices all month long at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
A tradition assures the onset of fall. Football is back for another season. It's like it never left. Just like Tim Fritz and your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Farm Bureau is here today, tomorrow, and for the future. You can score a great policy by setting up an appointment and running the triple option. Step into the office off of Van Dyke Road on the north end of Bad Axe. Call 269-9445 or find Tim and Company online at timfritzinsurance.com. Home, life, auto, or business insurance. Tim Fritz and Farm Bureau have any emergency blanketed with the best coverage. Farm Bureau, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Tim Fritz, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance. Give me a call today in Bad Axe at 269-9445. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Back on the WLEW Sports Network, my name is Grant Ducetto. Post-game coverage from North Huron High School in Kindy, Michigan. Time to take a look around the thumb, see what some of the scores are as far as MHSAA Week 5 action. The big one, the one everybody was looking forward to, undefeated Cass City on the road against 3-1 EPBP. The Lakers up 20-14 after three quarters of play. Just starting the fourth quarter, it looks like the Lakers have fumbled and Cass City recovered deep in the Red Hawk zone. Some life for the Red Hawks, down by 6 in the fourth quarter. These updates courtesy of thumbtailgater.com and WLEW's Eddie Fury, a very valuable resource on the internet. And of course, you have his coverage of high school sports across the thumb, not just football, but basketball and women's sports as well. And of course, on top of that, you have all the updates that he brings in, not just from Huron County, Tuscola County, Santa Ana County, but going all the way down towards I-69 and even points south, the outer limits of the WLEW listening range, to get you some scores that would not come in as quickly if they were being tabulated back at the station. He does an invaluable service, and it's worth pointing that out on the air. Eddie Fury and all of his great work covering high school sports. Harbor Beach up 28-16 on Sandusky. Tyler Burkhardt, an 18-yard TD run with 11:46 left in the fourth quarter. Time to scroll down the old Twitter feed and see what else is available as far as scores. Almont is taking it to Armada. No real surprise there. Armada not quite up to snuff compared to Almont, who is, as far as the BWAC goes, it looks like they might be the premier team. Richmond a little bit down this year, Croslex as well. The Yale Bulldogs not quite what you normally associate with some of those traditional BWAC powers. Last update from Frankenmuth, it was Bridgeport 16, Frankenmuth 14 in the second quarter. And of course, you have the score tonight, which I've mentioned before, but we'll mention again during this post-game show, as the breeze begins to blow in from the north into the press box, and man, does that feel good. 46-6, the Warriors over the Carsonville-Port Sanilac Tigers. John Wallen, you were not here until right before the pregame show began. You missed when I walked in here at the beginning of today, around 5:30 or so. The two windows in front of us that you can now hear the wind kind of rippling through, those were closed. Not only were they closed, they were boarded up with this 2x4 here. In fact, there's a couple of them, and you can see the nails. You had to get the screwdriver out. Going into the high school to open things up with no windows open and the 90-degree heat, it was probably 110 degrees inside this place, and it was instant sweat.
I could only imagine. I was walking up the steps thinking, man, is it humid and hot in here? And it had already cooled down a little bit. Yeah, we've got a bristling wind coming at us now, maybe 20, 25 miles an hour. And we've got to hold on to our papers, but man, it feels good.
Yeah, for the first time tonight, having to hold on to the papers a little bit. The wind starting to come out of the north. There was a band of pretty severe thunderstorms across the middle of the state. So going up towards Gaylord area, getting that little bow echo going on. We saw some lightning here. That was several hours ago when there was still light in the sky. You could see some, looked like heat lightning. I don't think it was actually attached to any thunderstorms, but there was some lightning and the officials decided to let things play. And hey, they got the game in. If this wind is some bad weather, they got it, things wrapped up before it came rolling into Kindy here.
Yeah, absolutely. This night could go either way now. I can't really, the lights are still on the field, so I don't know what's happening with the sky, if the clouds are gathering or what. But the pickup in the wind, literally in the last 3 to 5 minutes, does not bode well for a calm night tonight. I think we may be in store for some rain. I think it even picked up just a little bit more. So we may be able to skedaddle out of here just in time, Grant.
Time to take another break on the WLEW Sports Network. Of course, so many great sponsors bringing you MHSAA high school football, not just in week 5, but throughout the season as well.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, Sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City offers a full range of year-round agronomy services to maximize your crop and field profitability. From GPS soil sampling to fertilizer recommendations, variable rate fertilizer spreading, custom chemical application, detailed crop plans, and crop scouting for efficient pest management, their agronomists have the knowledge and resources to help maximize yield with minimum investment. You get year-round agronomy support from Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
little easy listening on the bumper music as the post-game show rolls on WLEW and the WLEW Sports Network. Grant Ducetto and John Wallen wrapping things up here from